Via remote, I'm Michael Brown. This is VOA News. Topping our news, the U.S. President-elect Joe Biden urging Americans to steel their spines against the surging coronavirus pandemic, but assured them that, in his words, America is not going to lose this war. Biden said the first vaccines against the coronavirus might be available by the end of December, while vowing to, again in his words, get the entire country immunized as soon as we can. The U.S. recorded 1 million new infections in each of the last 2 weeks, and its death toll has now topped 261,000, more than any other country, according to Johns Hopkins University. Millions of people in the U.S. traveling to their Thanksgiving holiday celebrations Thursday, despite a surging COVID-19 death toll and record hospitalizations here. Travelers' dismissal of increasingly dire warnings to stay home and limit their holiday gatherings is fueling concerns of another wave of coronavirus infections and COVID-19 deaths during the December holiday season. Sharp rises in cases usually result in a rising death toll weeks later. The U.S. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention and state and local governments have been strongly urging people to remain at home and keep their Thanksgiving celebrations small. And President Trump pardoned his former National Security Advisor Michael Flynn, taking aim in the final days of his administration at a Russia investigation he long insisted was motivated by political bias. Trump also granted clemency to longtime confidant Roger Stone just days before he was to report to prison. Via remote, this is VOA News.